We have said it as part of our confession and our call to faithfulness. We have heard it sung, and now listen as we hear God's word read to us from the sixth chapter of Micah, beginning at the first verse. Hear what the Lord says. Rise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the controversy of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a controversy with his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? In what have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what King Balak of Moab devised and what Balaam son of Beor answered him and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the saving acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? The word of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I am a bit overwhelmed these days with all the public discourse and outrage from all sides about whether the direction our country is headed is a good thing or a bad thing. We could divide up this morning, find people in your pews, and talk about what you think, and I suspect we would have a wide variance of opinion and perhaps some heated discussions. I'm not sure we could find common agreement. Micah, the prophet whose words we read this morning, was not looking for common agreement. Instead, he shares that the only approach to issues that will satisfy God are ones which do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God. Now that may sound simplistic in the face of the complexities of the issues we face, but in some ways Micah makes it pretty simple. God is not happy with how Israel is acting, so God sort of takes Israel to court. God goes first. God lays out the case. Hey, Israelites, do you remember what I have done for you? I brought you up and out of the land of Egypt. I redeemed you from slavery. I sent you leaders to guide you out of Egypt, through the wilderness and into the promised land. God lays out a pretty good case for how God has redeemed and saved the Israelites. In other words, who the Israelites are and all they have comes from God and binds them to God. Now imagine God takes us to court. Can you hear his case? I have sent my son to die on the cross for you. I have offered you salvation and the hope of eternal life. I have given you more resources than most of the people in the world have. And you, O St. Andrew, I have given you a great place to worship and do ministry a block off the downtown. In other words, who we are and all we have comes from God and binds us to God. The Israelites sort of argue their case. They kind of say, well, we've come before you with burnt offerings. Doesn't that count for something? We'll bring sacrifices for our transgressions. Hey, if I give my firstborn, and I think we're really reaching there, if I give you my firstborn, will you forgive me? What might we offer to God? God, I'll sacrifice some of my time. I'll come and worship. We'll offer up great music every week. Maybe pledge to give some of our resources back to God. And as we contemplate what we can give to God, we realize there is nothing we can give to match what God has given to us. So what does God want from us? Do justice. Love kindness. Walk humbly with God. This becomes the criteria by which we judge what we are doing. After worship today, we have an annual congregational meeting. You know the drill. We'll discuss the budget, reflect on what happened in 2016, look toward 2017. I'll give you a little preview. You get to hear a part of the summary that the SMART committee shared with the session that they discovered in their work among us in 2016. You'll get to see a little bit from the town hall meetings that took place over the last 3 months. We'll look at what we're doing and dream about what we want to do. And Micah ought to be in our ear asking us, are those ministries doing justice? Are they loving kindness? Are they allowing us to walk humbly with our God? The goal is not to do ministries we want to do, but to engage in the ones God needs us to do. Or take any hot button issue out there right now in the life of our country. You want to talk about immigration, you want to talk about health care or social services or the economy. You ought to hear Micah in your ear. How does the position we think is correct, how does it do justice? How does it love kindness? How does it allow us to walk humbly with God? That's what God wants to know. By the way, Micah reminds us that we cannot opt out. You can't say, oh, I don't want to deal with all that stuff. That's someone else's issue. Micah speaks collectively to Israel. It is not Seth, an Israelite, saying, God, what do you want from me? Or Sarah, another Israelite, talking to God about how she has been doing. It's not Richard talking with God about how I'm doing, or Lisa talking to God about how she's doing and making her case. It's in the second person plural. You or as we know here in Texas, y'all. It's about all of us and how we come together to serve God, to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God. I heard a story several years ago. It was about two priests who served parishes in a Canadian city. I'll call them Al and Sam. Sam liked to eat his lunch in a park near his church. He would go there at lunch, take some time, eat a sandwich. He'd watch the birds, watch the people, kind of got to know some of the people, kind of got to know some of the homeless people. He offered half a sandwich one day, and then that led to offering an extra sandwich he brought, then two or three sandwiches, and then before you know it, he had members of the parish making sandwiches, and it became a lunch feeding ministry. The newspapers got hold of the story and published an article about Sam and this ministry the church was doing and how it came about and how they were feeding hundreds every day at lunch. And Al, one of his colleagues across the city, read the article and sent a note. He enclosed a check from the church he served for $250. A few weeks later, Al gets a note back from Sam. Sam's note read, "Dear Al, thank you for your support and prayers. Make your own sandwiches." And sent the $250 check back uncashed. The ministries to which God calls us are wide and deep. The needs of the world are in abundance. And we are called to step into the world and act, not just in our personal lives, but in our corporate lives. The God who called us into being and into relationship with one another demands that we all take responsibility. It means we keep talking and working together. And it shifts the conversation. Not from what we want to happen, but to what God wants to happen. Last week I was in a couple of different conversations with two different sides of these issues. And in the conversation, both parties had a similar question. What are those other people looking for? Micah suggests that we should be a lot less worried about what we are looking for or what others are looking for, and be focused on what God is looking for. The God who calls us to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.